Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Thomas DeVeo, D-E-V-E-O. Thomas DeVeo is a 65-year-old male who reports he injured his left arm at work on 4/21/21, but he was digging a trench for electrical wires. Apparently his shovel got tangled with a tree root. Apparently he believes he injured his left elbow, but did not go to the emergency room. Apparently further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a disrupted biceps tear. That was repaired surgically by Dr. Lazarus on 8/16/21. Apparently completed his course of active treatment on 2/11/22. In paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. DeVeo was seen at patient first on 4/23/21. Period. He stated 2 days ago while shoveling dirt, he felt a pop in his left arm. Apparently it started bruising and swelling since then. Apparently he has no trouble moving the arm and no trouble in his hands. Period. He had x-rays of the left elbow that showed no fractures or dislocations. Apparently he was diagnosed with a contusion with hematoma. And was initiated on conservative care, period. On 4/30/21, he was seen by nurse practitioner, I'm sorry, physician assistant, Luskin, L-U-S-K-I-N, at Rothman. Period, he complained of left elbow pain for 1 week. Period, x-rays of the left elbow showed no acute fracture, dislocation, or bony abnormality. Period, Ms. Luskin diagnosed him with left elbow pain along with rupture of the left distal biceps tendon. Period. MRI was then done on 7/6/21 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up at Rothman to review these results. Period. On 7/9/21, Dr. Lazarus expressed it showed complete rupture of his biceps with severe retraction. The biceps was so far retracted, it was almost off the scapula on the sagittal MRI scan. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, new paragraph, I am not in receipt of the operative report. Period, however, he followed up at Rothman postoperatively on 8/30/21. Period. He had already undergone his surgery and was using a splint and a sling. Period. He was 2 weeks status post left distal biceps repair with allograft. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lazarus in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. This culminated in a functional capacity evaluation on 3/9/22. Period. This found the petitioner was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. There were segmental inconsistencies resulting in mild submaximal effort. Period. He saw Dr. Lazarus through 3/25/22, period. Mr. DeVeo expressed he was in too much pain to return to his normal duty work as an electrician, even if he does meet the functional capacity evaluation requirements. Period, based largely on his subjective complaints, Dr. Lazarus offered lifting restrictions of no more than 20 pounds and to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed chafing of the thumbs. Period. Several of his fingernails were dark in color. Period. At the left elbow on his velar surface was a 1 3/4 inch scar consistent with his surgery. where there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Normal through, there was moderate tenderness, palpation overlying the scar, but there was none on the right. Period. Hands versus elbows resisted pronation and supination on the left, elicited biceps tenderness, but this was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal, and shoulders is normal, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, as was left rotation to 80 degrees. Period extension was to 30 degrees, common bilateral side bending 40 degrees, and right rotation to 60 degrees, all without discomfort. The rest of that is normal, and then thoracic is normal impressions. On 4/21/21, Thomas DeVeo was digging while at work and struck a root, causing a tree root, causing a jolt of pain in his left elbow. Period. He was seen a patient first 2 days later and initiated on conservative care. Period. On 4/30/21, he was seen at Boston Orthopedics, who was concerned about a distal biceps rupture. Period. This was confirmed by elbow MRI on 7/6/21. Period. New paragraph, he submitted to surgery by Dr. Lazarus, but we are not in receipt of the operative report. Period. This was a distal biceps repair. Period. He had physical therapy followed by an FCE on 3/9/22. Period. This did demonstrate some inconsistencies, but he was nevertheless capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Upon follow-up with Dr. Lazarus, the petitioner expressed how he was in too much pain to return to work in an unlimited capacity despite the FCE results. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the left upper extremity, including the shoulder, elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the volar left elbow where there was tenderness palpation. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Resisted left elbow pronation and supination. He elicited biceps tenderness, but was negative on the right. Period. New paragraph, this case represents 10%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. End.